This is Bill White with a VOA Special English Development Report. The World Health Organization has released a new report on smoking tobacco. It is called the Tobacco Atlas. The study says that 560 people die every hour from smoking tobacco. That is more than 13,000 people each day, or almost 5 million people every year. WHO officials say the Tobacco Atlas is the first of its kind for the health industry. They say it will help educate people and policymakers about the health problems tobacco has created for the world's population. The United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention helped produce the Tobacco Atlas. It includes many colorful pictures, maps, and images to help explain difficult information. World Health Organization officials say this will help readers understand the facts and use them effectively. Similarities and differences among countries are presented. There is also information about the risks from tobacco to individual health. And there is information about what governments must pay to fight the illegal transport of tobacco into their countries. Judith McKay was one of the writers of the Tobacco Atlas. She says that tobacco is doing the most damage in developing countries, especially those in Asia. In China, for example, she says about 750,000 people die each year from tobacco. Around the world, 50% of young smokers will die from tobacco-related causes. Dr. McKay warns the problem will worsen over time. Dr. McKay hopes that policymakers will use the Tobacco Atlas as they begin to consider national and international restrictions on tobacco. Officials from WHO member states met recently in Geneva, Switzerland, to discuss the issue. They hope to have an agreement on tobacco control ready for WHO approval by May of next year. The agreement could include a ban on advertisements for smoking and higher taxes on tobacco. The WHO says tobacco smoking may kill more than 8 million people a year by the year 2020 if control measures are not put in place soon. Experts say more than 70% of the deaths will be in developing countries. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Jill Moss, and this is Bill.